Ooh.
Kalk that son of a bitch.
Turkish? No. Regular coffee. Two things to tie up over here. Number one, the Marshal's Kasha, which is such a gewaltig Kasha, in Pshat, the Teretz will do for homework. I don't want to get so involved in the Teretz. I just wanted to bring out the Kasha because it's mamish. What comes out from Rabbi Yirmiyah is the Rabbanan hold mitzvah the Gufi Adif, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the mitzvah that he has on his ben is Adif. So basically, say like this: you have five nechassim mishubadim, you have five nechassim b'nei chayim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yehuda holds of this svara, we're going in Rashi now, that because Rabbi Yehuda holds of this svara, that mitzvahs have been a love more, I have a right to use my five b'nei chayim for my son, and said the koyin after my lekukah is for the five that are, for my opinion, of ben. What are their b'nei hold? Very simple. Their b'nei hold, I can't send the koyin after the lekukah is, because since mitzvah the gufei adif, I must use the five b'nei chayim for myself. And that's the whole machlokes. Rashi is holding, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda is holding, like Rashi explains, I'm allowed to do this to lekukos. I'm allowed to send them after lekukos. Why? Because I have a svara to say that I can use these b'nei chayim for my son. If they're but an argument in that svara, you have no right to use it for your son. So you have to use it for yourself. Oh, Gavaldik. So that's the Marshal's Kasha. That's exactly the Kasha. What I just said now makes Gavaldik sense. Yeah? What? That's the Marshal's Kasha. What forced the Gemara to make the Machlekas bigger than that? What forced the Gemara to learn that the whole Machlekas is Rabbi Yehuda holds, and they're about to argue? What forced them to say they're about to argue? Let's say they don't argue. We always want to be. Why would be? It's much better to be mamait in the machlekes. In the brisa, they never mentioned milvaksubatero. It's more mashma. They're not arguing about that. So it's gavaldik. You don't have to sit arguing about that. Avad, everybody holds milvaksubatero, and everybody holds you have a right to go after the lekuchas. The machlekes is when I have five b'nei chayrin, what do I have to use them for? The Midrash says you have a right to use those for your ben, and now the coin can collect into the kucha is for you. And the banrod, you have no right to use those for your ben because milta the gufei adif, you got to use it for yourself. So frekta mashal gaval the kagasha. What force of Yemir to be marv of the machlekes over here? To be marv of the machlekes over here.
What are your
Instead, it's Ayin Shom, but the Ha'or is a Gevaldic Ha'or. You have to. Correct. Mitzvah de Gufiyot. So what? Right. So we have five and five. What's the Machlokes? The Machlokes is whether you have a right to use those five free ones for your son. Do I say like Rashi that even though, like Bnei Yeshua explained, that even though when you only have five, Mitzvah de Gufiyot, or when you have five and five, then you have a right to use those five b'nei chayim for your son? Did I say no? Mitzvah de Gufiyot is always adif, and that's the machlekes. Why would Mechuyi Bechlal to say that they're arguing about the concept of whether milvah k'suvah k'suvah is k'suvah shadam or not? Even my the machlekes would be much better. Huh? That's a question. What was the chreyach for Rabbi Yirmiyah? What? Sure, because that's the svaras that they're using. I'm saying, like, that's the svaras that they're saying. Yeah.
But that's Rashi.
At the end of the day, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's also true that Rabbi Yehuda holds of this svara that the mitzvah of the ben is more. And the Rabbanan don't hold them such a svara. So the Rabbanan is setting it up that according to Rabbanan, it doesn't even it doesn't even come up. I have a mina that you can take from the group.
Isn't the only place?
Why do you have to set it up that way?
Isn't the only place that we see that this concept that mitzvah of no is your tefa shuv is in Rashi? It was not in the Gemara. In the Gemara it says mitzvah
In Rabbi Yehuda, no, in Rabbi Yehuda we see it. Again, that's what we spoke.
We have portions that as being the svara behind it.
That's always, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda says. That's the beauty of Rashi. That Rashi is showing you how that was Benishu's kasha in the mitzvah. Really, Rashi is showing you how that came into play over here. Even though Rabbi Yehuda didn't speak it out exactly, I'm just saying if you put all that together, so then the Mashal is asking, so what was necessary to make a machlekes out of this?
Don't we say that Hakom Modin? That mitzvah the gufa adifa.
Yeah, when there's only five.
You can't do both. You can't do both. And it's somehow possible to do both. Then you say. You're allowed to say that it's not so much which comes first. Right? It's not so much if you have extra five. Which comes first, no matter whether or not you are allowed to
correct
use that other five.
Right. And that's a svara. That's the machlokes of whether, like Rashi says, do I have a right to say mitzvah b'nai alav? But I have no right to say such a thing. So if you're Rabbi Yirmiyahu and you're setting up this machlokes, makes perfect sense to just say everyone agrees that it's ketuvah b'shtar dami. That's not the point. The point is, do you have a right to use those five b'nei chorin for something else? That's a much more simpler and direct way to learn. It's not creating a machlekes out of something else, which is what Rimi is doing. He's creating machlekes out of something unnecessarily. So mashal is a teretz, but that there'd be homework working out the teretz. The kash is very important, just because it makes us think twice when we're learning Gemara like this. Yeah, okay, that's the mashal. Ayin sham the teretz. That's for homework. And then the brisa says Tana Rabbana, a new brisa. Lifter says benoy v'lalus leregel poydis benoy v'chakach oil leregel. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, oil regel bechakach poid as benoy. So it's a machlekes again.
Really mean talking about what you only have enough money.
Oh, so look at the Tosis Riazokin. That's what Tobi pointed out the other day. Liftois says you're second liftois, v'la'alois. Kloimar ve'ein biyadoy kedai lezevel azeh. He doesn't have enough money for both. Sheshtei mitzvos elu tzrichim b'tzor. They both cost money. Liftois tzorich chamish shloim. To be paid, the cost is five shloim lekoyin. The lalois and to go up the regal tzarich mois l'tzoros aderech also costs money for the traveling. See the toys of Yazakin? You have a toys of Yazakin over there? Where's your toys of Yazakin? You have a toys of Yazakin? In yours, it's a much more different spot. It must be somewhere there. How do you like that? Anyway, that's what the Toys V'Yazakin says. That's what he says clearly. We're talking about a money issue. So the Tanakhama says, Poydis Benoy V'Yachakach Oyle L'Regel. Rebbe Yehuda says, Oyle L'Regel V'Yachakach Poydis Benoy. Why? What to be the Svara? Shazu Mitzvah Iveris, Zu Mitzvah Zeyna Iveris. Because Aliyah L'Regel, if you don't get enough money in the next few days, you're going to miss it. But in a band, you could do it after. Zog the Gemara. Bishl, Rabbi Yehuda Kedamer Timer. Rabbi Yehuda gave us a reason. Rabbi Yehuda explained his svara. Elu Abanim Aitamayu. But according to Abanim, why should you first use the money for Bidin Aben? Especially since Rabbi Yehuda is saying you might miss the other mitzvah. So the teretz is Domar Krok Kol B'chol B'nechat Tifte B'chadu L'Rapan Arikim. Because Bidin Aben comes earlier in the pasuk, that means you suppose that take precedence over L'Yiroi P'nei Arikim, which is Aliyah L'Regel.
First time I've ever, in my limited knowledge of Shas, first time I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
When you say
order, so,
the mitzvahs by kadmus in the Torah.
Yeah, I mean it's one pasuk, right? You have the pasuk according to the side of your Gemara. In your Gemara, you actually have the whole pasuk. That's one thing you have that we don't have. Okay, you should have the whole pasuk. Yeah, it's one pasuk. So we're learning because it's not one pasuk.
It's one pasuk.
Says, really? Oops, I just touched the thing. No, it's still on. It's one pasuk.
What?
It's one pasuk.
We're talking about
it.
It's now.
Open up, you'll see. What? That's the pasuk. Kol b'chav nefesh tiflo erev
nefesh
v'neirekom.
Huh?
Yeah, it's one pasuk. You have a Shema Yisrael.
Why do they put that together?
Totally the
no.
No, it's not. It's not the same puzzle.
All right. Can you get a chumash? thank you.
Right there. It's
gracious. Gracious.
Smooth.
Wow. Welcome. Shh, almost on time, sort of. This is very impressive.
I'm early for that.
No, I didn't say that.
I am early for
this.
Yeah, you're right. So it's together.
Yeah, that's the pasuk. Yeah, ufetech hamartif debeset. It's like a list. It's like a list of a few different mitzvahs in one pasuk.
Yeah, I know.
Petech hamartif debeset. That's pidyon petech hamor, which we had here last year, right? The lois of deva raftoi. Chob chabanechatif debeset right from Ibrahim. So we're learning from the hemshech pasuk that one comes first.
You only have money to be holy before.
Yeah, Rashi speaks out. We had this before also. Rashi speaks out that the Fib Shutoy Shel Mikra, they're just listing separate psukim. But we learn out things from the fact they're together. Rashi doesn't bring our Gemara, he brings an earlier Gemara that we had by Avodim. That you have the Manik and Evan Ivri. We learn also from this Pasuk. You remember that? I don't. It's used for Gezer Shavim. Yeah, what did you say, Zahar? Oh, fine, very good. So that's that. Now, Zok the Chazoinish, this is very geschmack now. We have two Gemaras which we're dealing with. I only have enough money for one Pinyin Ben. We have the Gemara of the Pinyin Ben for me and the Pinyin Ben for my son. And we have the Gemara of Pinyin Ben and Alil Regal. So the Chazoinish has the Gemara of the Kakasha. The Gemara says in Baba Midbeis that I could be Yoitze Pinyin Ben with a Matona Manas Lahachzir. I can baton it to the Koyin. Am Manas Lachzir. The Gemara says, Matona Manas Lachzir, Shma Matona. That's called I gave it. It's called a real Kenyan, like I gave it. Just out and out that you give it back. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it's a full Matona. Api Alacha. And therefore, I'm Yoitz Pinyin Ben with such a Matona. That's the Gemara in the Vavim Beis. So with the Chazanish, what's the problem? You need to use the money twice. Use it twice. Give it to the Pinyin Ben. Give it to the Koyin. Am Manas Lachzir. Take it back and do it again.
The coin has to willing to
give or it give it to the coin up at that house and take it back and go to Lila Regal.
Yeah, willing to take it but give it back.
Why willing? If I could be Yoitz of Pinyin Ben, I'm
not
Lachzir.
Let's see, the coin's not masked.
The coin has to be masked.
He has a right, it's his choice. The Torah
sure
says I have a mitzvah to give something to
sure
give something
choice.
To the coin.
It's not his choice. How does he have to do it twice? If the coin, he's lying on someone else to agree.
No, I'm saying who says he has to agree?
What does that mean?
Meaning,
if I don't accept it.
His
I'm the
rights.
Coin.
You have to find
I'm not accepting.
To accept
go
it.
Go find another coin. It's one coin.
You have a right not to accept it. The Torah says, like, I have a mitzvah pinyin ben to
what
give
you mean?
Five slots.
Here's a present.
Right.
I'm taking
and
back.
The Torah says that I'm yoytz that mitzvah. Even I'm not slachzir.
Yoytz.
So you have a right.
Doesn't
to
mean I'm obligated.
Okay. So that's the yoytz. So that's what Torah. That's what he says. He says enechinami. I'm not slachzir. Just means if he's masking. He says you can't force the coin to take matnaskun. He said he brings a raya from somewhere else. You know, I want him to take my what? He brings a raya there. Yeah, says he brings a raya b'chlal. He doesn't want to take it from me. Can't force him to take it. So he says over here he says I don't want it to be doing with the manas lachzir. Go find another coin. So meila, you still have to have the shayla of our gemara b'mokum that the coin doesn't want to take it. I'm manas lachzir.
Not that he's coming to
but that's the Kiddush. It is Kashi he held. Not, that, that's
the
his...
that he's not going to accept them.
What? Could be. Yeah, that's what he says. So, Mamela, that's our Sugyo. It ends off the last piece, Tanarabon, Minayin Shemayulu Yerah, Shalayulu Yechamish Abadim Chamish Nashim, Shechayev lifted his kulon. Five different mechayes from five different wives. He has to be paid to all. So malay mekol b'chamenecha tiften. So that includes all of them. Ay b'shita b'pecha rechem tol rechmano. What's the havamina? Meaning they're all the bechors of their mother. And it says peterechem. So what's the havamina that you shouldn't have to be paid to all of them? Meaning the gemara some havam, the price that some havamina that it goes by the bechor of the father, which is only one of them. Kamash malon kol b'chamenecha tiften. Why do you need a kamash malon for? That's peterechem. It goes by the mother. So the Teretz says, "Mao, the demonated bechor b'chom minachalo." I might have learned that bechor from nachalo. Ma lo holin rishus oinoi, abkan rishus oinoi. That it's the bechor of the father. Kamash malon, not.
Why?
Even though here it says
peterechem. It's peterechem.
Yeah, so maybe I'm thinking it both. It's peterechem, but it's also rishus oinoi.
What?
Maybe that's the din of pidin aben. We see by nachalo bechor goes by the father. So maybe we are also. That's what bechor is. Who says bechor could be only by the mother? Kamash blan kol b'chor b'nechad tifta. No, they're all called b'chor, even if it's only by the mother. Ad kan sugi of pinyin aben. Okay, weiter. Melam doy Torah. We'll probably have to learn.